Blog Talk Radio. Of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahweh's Radio, Top Pilot Saturday. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, Top Pilot Saturday is now on the air. I be your host, by name, Seer Israel, of Seed Royal. All right, this is Top Pilot of Saturday. We found out all the six counts and ready to go. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Call for details on 224-600-5579 and tell us where you located at. Within 70 miles, it should be one of the camps that you can fellowship with. But because one thing about it, Sabbath day is very important to remember, and I guess we touched on it yesterday, might touch on it again today, we don't know. But it's a message for the children of Israel that's left on the counseling machine. It's a message left. And I guess our players, we got a little time, then we'll bring the mothers in, and we'll bring in Sister Sarah, and we'll get something going on. But it's a song that I want to play. Very interesting song I heard. So I'm going to play that song, then we'll open up the room and get something going on.
Oh, Sister Sarah, one of the
daughters of children of Israel out of Camp 1, Sister Sarah, Israel. Yahweh bless you, Seed Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, Seed Royal. When I got out the phone was just wake up out your slumber.
A little bit louder. Get that microphone to, you know, reel up and let out for the national audience to hear what Sister Sarah got out of that song. What you got out of that song called Sister Sarah?
I just took it as, I just kept hearing wake up. So I would just say wake up out the slumber, out the sleep that we're in.
And that's all they were saying. Wake up. Wake up. So I wonder who he's trying to tell to wake up. We're going to find out, Sister Sarah. We're going to find out when Mother, matter of fact, Sister Sarah, give me Matthew chapter, give me 10, verse 19, 20, and Mother, he had me Luke 12, 12. We're going to find out exactly who is he telling to. Wake up, top part of 70. We're going to find out after Sister Sarah getting that microphone, get a little closer to that microphone, and look at the 10th chapter, verse 19 and 20. And what did it say there, Sister Sarah? Matthew chapter 10, 19 and 20. Come on.
Going to the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Verse 19 reads, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what we should speak. For it should be given you in the same hour what you should speak. Verse 20. For it is not what you speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speak in you.
So what you want, Sister Sarah, is the Father to speak through you, and that's the game changer. Because that was Peter, Yahweh the Son, said in the 16, verse 17, Matthew, he said, flesh and blood didn't tell you what you just said, Peter. My Father in heaven. So you want the Father in heaven to work right through you, but you can say all the right things. Hey, Mother E, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What they say there, Mother E?
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent, Mother. Hey, Mother, and I believe that. The righteous spirit do all the talking. But that answer she message says, wake up. Let's investigate that wake up, Mother. Let's find out what they're talking about. Wake up. Let's see if we find out something there, Mother E. About this wake up. That's all they were singing was wake up. We want to investigate that a little bit, Mother. Let's run and see what Paul says in the 13th chapter, 11 down to verse 14. Let's open up with that, Mother. We go on to what Paul in Revelation 13, verse number 11 down to verse 14. Let's see what Paul says about this wake up. Come on, Mo.
Revelation 13, 11 to 14.
No, we'll make it Romans. Make it Romans chapter 13.
That's what I was asking you,
Paul. Hold on, Mo. Oh, let's go see if it gets his thoughts out. Romans chapter 13.
Okay.
Verse 11 down to 14. Can you hear me, Mother?
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah. Romans chapter 13, verse 11 down to verse 14. We open up right there, Mother. Come on.
Okay, Romans chapter 13. Verses 11 to 14. Verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, For now is our salvation near in when we believe. Verse 12. The night is close spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rottenness and drunkenness, not in chamber and wantonness, not in strife and envy. Verse 14. But put you on the Yahweh, the Son, and make no provision for the flood to fulfill the lust thereof.
So, Mother, let's preach at that. And, Mother, read the something. You brought out a profound statement in that 13th chapter because you said something that needs the precept, something you said there, Mother. Hey, Mother, something you said, there's a verse that you said that it needs a little precept into it. But come back and look at that verse number 11 one more again, Mother. Then
okay.
13 verse 11, because something you said pertained to that verse. And
okay.
So Sarah Israel, tell me the 56th chapter 1 through 8 of Isaiah. I had that waiting on me, Sarah. 56, 1 down to verse 8. But Mother, you said something, Mother. In that 13 verse 11, let's take a look at that again. 13:11, one more time, Mother, come on.
Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation near than when we believe.
No, our salvation is nearer than we believe. So, Mother, this is talking about eternal life. Salvation is eternal life. So we got to precept that and find out what's going on here. Our salvation is near. Find out, Sister Sarah, and 56, 1 through 8. Give me that microphone and see if you tumbling up and just bring it on out. And 56, 1 through 8, Sister Sarah, for the world listening, come out.
Reading Book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verses 1 through 8, verse 1 reads, Thus say the Yahweh, keep the judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Verse 2, Blessed is the man that do this and the son of man that lay hold on it, that keep the Sabbath from polluting it and keep his hand from doing any evil. Verse 3, Neither let the son of stranger that have joined himself to the Yahweh speak, saying, The Yahweh have utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, Behold, I am a dry tree. For thus say the Yahweh unto a eunuch that keep my Sabbath and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. Verse 5, Even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Verse 6, Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Yahweh to serve him and to love the name of the Yahweh, to be his servants. Everyone that keep the Sabbath from polluting it and take hold of my covenant. Verse 7, Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Verse 8, Yahweh, Yahweh, which gather the outcasts of Israel, say, yet will I gather others to him, beside those that are gathered unto him.
Mm-hmm. So it's very important to understand this Sabbath day. It got dripping with your salvation. So it's just like going and order a glass of water and say, hold back the wet. Listen. The song we just heard says, wake up, listen. You cannot get to where you want to get to, which is salvation, without keeping the Sabbath day. So it's no other way you can get to where you want to get. You got to keep the Sabbath day. See that? So and Sister Sarah, he said in 58, what he'll do if you keep the Sabbath day. So remember that song was on the Alpha scene was, wake up, wake up. It's time for you to wake up to understand you cannot get to the kingdom without keeping the Sabbath day. In the fifth day, verse 14 down to verse 18, hey, Mother E, tell me Exodus chapter 34, verse 10, 27 and 28. Wait on me, Mother E. Exodus chapter 10, verse 27 and 28. So remember that after seeing message was, wake up, wake up. And then Mother read in the 13th chapter, 11 through 14 of Romans, it's time to wake up out of this sleep. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get to the kingdom without keeping the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. Now look what Sister Sarah is getting ready to read in the 58th chapter, verse 12 down to verse 14. Come on, Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, 58 of Isaiah, verse 12 down to verse 14. Sister Sarah, come on. What happened to your microphone there, WCC?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought the microphone was on.
Oh, okay. You got it?
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I thought the microphone was on. We read in the book of Isaiah, verse 58, chapter 58, verses 12 through 14. And verse 12 reads, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt rise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Verse 13. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on the holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words. Verse 14. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Yahweh, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Israel, thy father, for the mouth of the Yahweh hath spoken it.
So you see what he's saying, it's no way that you can get this salvation unless you're keeping the Sabbath day. Like we said earlier, that Elder Sheen message saying, wake up, wake up. Understand one thing. It is no way possible for you to get to the kingdom without keeping the Sabbath day. Sabbath day is Friday night to Saturday night. You can't do your own thing. Now, all of them pull that verse. Hey, Mother E. They pull that verse from Exodus chapter 34, verse 10, 27, and 28. Let's take care of that, Mother E. Come on.
Oh, boy. I thought you said 10. Then you said 34, 10.
Yeah, that's what we said. Hey, Mother E. That was said, but we got plenty of time, Mother E. we know that you are, you give it all you got in grand style, and the best of them, they at hand to come. We're clear about that. Matter of fact, hold that point. Hold that point. You said that, Moses. You said that. Hold that point. Sister Sarah, let those sit out in the book of Ezekiel. See, we already know, Mother, it's a verse written in Ezekiel 36. They got a verse written, and we're going to check it out in 36. Pick up at verse 36, verse number 8. Hey, Sister Sarah, what it says in Ezekiel 36, verse number 8, what it say?
All right, we're going to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse number 8. And verse number 8 reads, one second.
Ezekiel 36, verse 8. What that say, that Sister Sarah?
All right, verse number 8 reads, "But ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come."
So, Sister Sarah, we already know that we are at hand to come. So all we're doing is just warming things up. Because we know we at hand to come. Matter of fact, and we also know this. And remember, that after-seeing message was very important. All that I heard, and the same thing Sister Sarah heard, all that whole after-seeing was wake up, wake up, wake up. So he was telling people, you got to wake up. If you don't keep the Sabbath day, there's no way you're getting into the kingdom. The Sabbath day, you can't do your own thing. Friday night to Saturday night is the Bible Sabbath day. If you don't keep the Sabbath day, you're not getting into the kingdom. That's simple as that. You hear that? So now skip down and see who these people he was telling us to wake up to understand that in verse number 20. Sister Sarah, let's find out who these people is that was told to wake up, and understand your salvation is near, but you only going to get it if you keep the Sabbath day. Verse 20, what it says to Sarah?
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 20 reads, "And when they entered into the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. And they said to them, these are the people of the Yahuwah, and are gone forth out of his land."
See, everybody know who you are. See, but they're not going to tell you. And that's why we come on this broadcast and tell you who you really are. You are the peoples of the Almighty. You are the people of the Almighty. Oh, now I got to get another precept, Sarah. So now that's how the righteous spirit, that's how he works. So now we got to get another precept on that. Let's go to St. John 11:52. See, we need another precept. You are the people of Yahuwah, the one that we heard in the beginning of the tape on the answer machine saying, wake up, wake up. They put it in the song, too. Wake up, wake up. Wake up. Do you know who you are? You are the people of Yahuwah. Wake up. You're not getting to the kingdom unless you keep the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. All the rest of the days is work day. Wake up. You heard that? And Mother read the 13th chapter, 11 through 14 of Romans, saying, wake up out of that sleep. You see? Now, Sister Sarah, he said, these are the people of Yahuwah and are gone forward out of their land. Now, we're going to precept that, Sister Sarah, to St. John 11:52. What is that, Sister Sarah? 11:52 of St. John, come on.
book of St. John, chapter 11, verse 52, reads, "And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one of the children of Yahweh that were scattered abroad."
The children of Yahweh that was what?
That was scattered abroad.
You mean the children of the four-letter man is abroad? Oh, but now, well, mother, you got to hold. Hey, mother, put a mark in there, mother. Now we gonna come back to that verse. Now that's big talking there. See, sometimes you might be heading one way, and then Yahweh tell you, no, sis, we can't let that get away. Now we gotta go and see what the seer says about that. Let's go to 2 Ezra, mother. Put a marker there. We're coming back there before the night over with. But mother, we got to examine that. He says the children of Israel is the people of Yahweh that's been scattered. Mm-hmm. That's big talk. Now we gotta go find out what the seer says about that. In 2 Ezra chapter 5, mother. Hey, mother, in 2 Ezra chapter 5, let's look at 25 down to verse 30. And Sister Sarah, have me Jeremiah 50, verse 17, just one line across. All I want that one line across when mother gets through with this in 2 Ezra chapter 5, 25 through 30. What's that, mother?
2 Ezra chapter 5, verse 25 to 30.
Yes, ma'am. What that say?
2 Ezra chapter 5, verse 25. And of all the death of the sea, thus has filled the one river. And of all the build the city, thus has hollowed by arm unto himself, violent unto himself. That's okay, Israel. I mean Judah. 26. And of all the fires that are created, thou hast named the one good. And of all the talents that are made, thou hast provided the one seed. Verse 27. And among all the multitude of people, thus has gotten the one people, and unto this people whom thus does it, thus giveth a law that is a truth of all. Verse 28. And now, O Yahweh, why hast thou given this one people over unto many, and upon the one roots have thou prepared others, and why have thou scattered thou only one people among many? Verse 29. And they which did gainsay their permission and believe not, they can covenant, believe not thy covenant, have trodden them down. Verse 30. If thou didst so much, have thy people yet, shouldest thou punish them with thine own hand?
Well, let me go analyze that a little bit, Mother. You see, you already know. He said, Ezra said, all you have deal with was one people. He said, and it's same people, you say you love these people. He said, but why have you scattered these people that you love throughout every nation upon the sun? Why have you scattered these people? He said, why you got the other nations punishing these people and you say you love these people? Okay. That's the question Ezra won't know. He said, well, we know you got one vine, you got one rebel, you got one, everything is one.
Right.
You got one people, you say you love these people. Why have you beat them down so bad? Well, see, we got to precept that and find our own. You know, Ezra want to know, because he was in the captivity, why these people that you don't beat them down, and what people have you, hey, Sister Sarah, now what people have he scattered one line right across that 50 verse 17? Let's talk about it, Sister Sarah. Come on.
Going to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 17 reads, Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away.
Rest there. All we wanted to give was one thing. The scattered sheep is Israel. That's the one that's been scattered. He said, if you love these people so much, why have you scattered them? Why you got them when we played that ass machine message earlier, and all was in that message was wake up, wake up, wake up. Why have you scattered these people the way you have scattered? Why you did it? Let's precept that, Sarah. Let's back up to Deuteronomy 28:47 down to verse 50. Let's see if we find out why have you scattered the children of Israel up into every nation upon the sun. What is the reason? You say you love these people. But what is the reason have you scattered these people up under every nation upon the sun? We're going to find out. Hey, and Mother E, well, where are you holding, Mother E? That's how the spirit of Yahuwah operates. Just write down me for the marker, wherever you holding. But I need that St. John chapter 15, verse 5 through 10. I need that, had that waiting on me, Mother E. St. John chapter 15, 5 through 10. So now, what we're going to find out about Sister Sarah, we need the heavenly tablets of the first five books. You say you love these children of Israel, and you say they are their hand to come. But why are they scattered not knowing who they are? What did these people do? Let's find out. 28:47 down to verse 50. Sister Sarah, what did they do? Come on.
All right, we're going to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 47 through 50. Verse 47 reads, because thou servest not the Yahuwah with joyfulness and with gladness of the mind for the abundance of all things. Verse 48, therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies with the Yahuwah, shall sin against thee in hunger and in thirst and nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Verse 49, Yahweh shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle fleet, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. Verse 50, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor shew favor to the young.
So now we don't find out. What we have did. We won't obey the man. Mm-hmm. We won't obey the man after making an agreement that we're gonna do what the man said. And Mother read, Sister Sarah read, you cannot get the salvation you're looking for unless you keep the Sabbath day. You can't put that to the side and hope for salvation, because the Sabbath day is connected with your salvation. You got to have both. To get the salvation, you must keep the Sabbath day. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. And on that day, what you do, in 26 verse 3 there, Sister Sarah, what do you do on the Sabbath day when the sun kick in, when the sun go down on Friday night, until the sun go down on Saturday night? What kind of mindset you supposed to have? Go on to Isaiah 26 and read verse 3. What kind of mindset we got to have, Sister Sarah? Come on.
Hey, we're going to the book of Isaiah, chapter 20.
Yeah, what that say?
Okay. I'm getting there.
Isaiah 26, verse 3. Let's see what kind of lines that you're supposed to have when you start, when the sun go down on Friday until the sun
verse
go down
three.
On Saturday. What you supposed to do in 26 verse 3 by Isaiah the seer? Come on, Esther Sarah.
Verse 3 reads, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee."
So when the Sabbath day kick in, when the sun set on Friday, whatever you got on your mind, you put to the side. I don't care what you were doing. You put it aside on Friday, on sunset, until the sun set on Saturday. Then you crank back up, because Satan loves to make you show you double time, triple time, everything you need to be doing when it's time now to focus in on Yahweh's business, because you are at hand to come and you are the people of Yahweh. So Satan gonna make his business to get you off of what you gonna be doing. That's his job. Because the more he do that, the more time he has. See? For the 2/3. Now, mother, I don't know what we holding, but whatever you got now, you might as well bring it out. What you got there, mother?
The last one you give me was John 15:5-10.
Yes, ma'am. What that say?
The book of St. John, chapter 15:5-10. Verse 5 reads, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And man gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, you should ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Verse 9. As the Father have loved me, as the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue yet in my love. Verse 10. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in his love.
Yeah, Mo. So, listen, the only way you'll get in the Almighty's love, the only way you'll get into the Almighty's kingdom, you must keep the Sabbath day. You can't pollute the Sabbath day. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. If you want his love if you keep the law. The law is the Sabbath law. If you don't keep that, I bet a man you're not getting into the kingdom. So we already clear that you got organization is hell bound, ain't gonna take you up. You know, once we was watching Johnson, they tell us, well, if you don't want to be part of the people pushing you around and all that, why do you hang on the corners like that? Because if you hang on the corner, when you come get one, you don't get everybody. And that's the same thing that John tell you. Once you know what this man's saying, but you chose not to do it because of family members. Let's give a precept on that, Sister Sarah, let's give a precept on that. Let's run to Matthew chapter 5. See, you talk long enough, then that mental spirit will come in your ear and say, okay, Sarah, you sound pretty good, but why don't you precept some of that? Okay, good, let's precept some of that. Let's go and find out what he's saying. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, Sister Sarah, we'll talk a little bit and give you a chance to be turning them, find them pages. So we find out one thing. The love for the salvation is keeping the commandment. His commandment is keep the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is not Sunday morning, no time Sunday. It's Friday night to Saturday night. See? It's up to you. But for the salvation to get to the kingdom, you have to obey what the Bible says. Not what your mama says, not what the father says, and not what your brother says, and not what your sister says, not what Aunt Willie May say, not what Uncle Buck or Leroy say. What do the Bible tell us to do? You do the Bible. I bet you get in. If you keep telling the Bible, no, never mind. And remember, the beginning of the lesson, when we played that answer machine message, and all was on that answer machine was, wake up, wake up, wake up. He's talking to you, children of Israel. Wake up. You're not going to get what you want, or you're going to get what you don't want, and that's the fact. If you're not keeping the Sabbath day, you're not getting the salvation, and the man's going to burn you in the fire. People have been already ordained for the fire, like the Pope. The Pope is already ordained for the time. And he gonna play his hand all the way. You know, I was looking at articles about what the Pope did. I was looking at articles while I was just sitting there listening to. It's a document. This document dated June the 29th, 2008. And it's what the Pope did. The Pope sent out a decree to all of the Christians. And he says to don't nobody use the God's true name, YHWH. This is a Vatican City eliminating use of the divine name. You go on your computer and pull it up. The Vatican seeks to eliminate use of the divine name. He told all his cardinals to go tell the bishop, go tell all the Christian pastors. You put up on your computer, you read the document yourself. I'm not going to read it out. But the document is telling you, don't use the true name YHWH. Not a Pope. Got a letter, a document dated June. So all you do is put it on your computer. This document dated June 29, 2008. And you find out the Pope. He told every Christian it is, don't call on a true name. YHWH. They don't want a document. So we come and tell you humble, but I know you're not going to pay the fee or no, never mind. But there's a document right there. It's called the Vatican City Eliminate Use of the Divine Name YHWH. Don't no Christian use that name, even to this day. So now you want to know why the Christians don't use that name? They'll use a name called Jehovah before they use a name called YHWH. Yeah. Again, the hidden hand is the Pope. Hey, what are we reading? What are we reading?
Going to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17. Verse 17.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Sister Sarah. What did that say? Let's read a little bit. Come on.
Verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the elders. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Verse 18. For verily I say unto you, the heaven and earth pass, one title shall in no wise pass from the law, shall all be fulfilled. Verse 19, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 20, for I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill to be in a danger of judgment. Verse 22. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a case, without a cause, shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Verse 23.
That's good enough right there.
Okay.
So that's good enough. Yahweh, he's saying, he didn't come to change nothing that is written. Nothing. Mm-hmm. And if you do it, what I got written, you get into the kingdom. But if you do not do it and teach man that they ain't got to keep the law, they will be released in the kingdom. He said, they going to be in the battle. The ones that tell you the law is done away with.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, they going to the battle. So now if you teach the law and do the law, you going into the kingdom. That's what he's saying. So he says, in no wise one jot, one tittle of the law until all be fulfilled. So whatever he said, mother, whatever you're holding, mother, just hold it to the side. I know we got markers everywhere. See, and that's just the way it is. But we're going to take our time and we're just going to work with it. Just give me 13 chapters, mother, of Deuteronomy, mother. So he let you know, see, this was cool. He's saying here, if you do it and teach it the law, you get into the kingdom. If your overseer stand before you and tell you the law is done away with, mm-hmm. he's going into the fire. He's mm-hmm. in danger of the hell fire. So if you're in a ministry and they tell you the law is done away with, then right there and there, if you don't get the lead, that's on you. And if you got any kin folks there, if you got to pull out that old rusted pistol and blackjack a couple sides of the head and pull them out, Let them wake up on your couch somewhere. Let them wake up with luck at the door and you know, let them just wake up with a knot on their head. And then let them, and then luck is just go to you, tell them, listen, I'm trying to save your life. If a man teach you the law done away with, or if a woman teach you the law done away with, they going to the fire. But where do you get that at? Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 down. But they pull that verse, and mother getting ready to read a little bit, and 13, verse 1, Deuteronomy. Hey, mother's read a little bit, mother. And Deuteronomy 13, verse 1, let's read a little bit. Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 13, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, if there arise among you a seer or a dreamer of dreams, and give thee a sign or a wonder. Verse 2, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he speaketh unto thee, saying, let us go after other Yahwahs, false Yahwahs, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them.
Hold that part, mother. Hold that part. Hold that part. Mother, I'm going to be all over the place. I can tell now. But I can't get away, mother. Let me say here. He says in verse 1, if there arise among you a shepherd, a pope, a cardinal, a pastor, or a dreamer or dream, and give thee a sign and a wonder. I mean, he might tell you, somebody here is going to get a brand new car. Well, quite naturally, you got 50,000 members out there. Somebody going to get a brand new car soon later. Somebody's going to get a brand new car. The Lord just told me somebody is going to get a brand new car. And somebody going to get a home within 2 weeks. See that? They will get a home within 2 weeks of a brand new car. Come on, bro. Come up here and give your testimony now. Okay? Two. And the sign and wonder come to pass. Mm-hmm. Whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other which thou have not known, and let us serve them. Now, when they start telling you, now let's make a adjustment on the servant, you ain't got to serve that Yahweh. You can serve my man. See? Because my man just prophesied in your life, told me to tell you that you're going to get a brand new car. You're going to get a home. You're going to get that, you're going to get that better half that you've been dreaming about. He's going to come shining light to you. And it come to pass. Good. But listen to what he says in the next verse, in verse 3. So, Mo, we're going to do one verse at a time because we want to analyze some of this good stuff. Verse 3, what it say, mother?
Verse 3 reads, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of the pastor or that dreamer of dreams, for the Yahweh, your Yahweh, prove you to know whether ye love the Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind and with all your soul.
Yeah, now you hear that, mother? See, that's Yahweh proving you. He going to see is you so busy on the material thing than his word. He only elect a lying pastor, a bishop, a cardinal, or a pope get in your ear and lie like a rug to you to prove you, to see what you keep, the love of Yahweh, and guess what the love of Yahweh is? Hey, Sister Sarah, let's go to St. John chapter 14, 15, and 21. down to verse 24. Just find out what the love of Yahweh is. He said, he only proving you to see that you love him. St. John, chapter 14, verse 14, 15, 21 through 24, Sister Sarah. St. John, chapter 14, verse 14 and 15, 21 down to verse 24. Take your time, Sister Sarah, and get that microphone and come up.
Going to the book of St. John, chapter 14, reading verse 14, 15, 21 through 24. Verse 14 reads, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Verse 21, he that have my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me, and he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Verse 22, Judas say unto him, not Issacharit, Yahweh, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Verse 23, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Verse 24, he that love me, not keep not my saying, and the word which you hear is not mine, but my Father which sent me.
Yeah. What are we talking about? See, what Yahweh do, he'll prove you. He'll prove you and test whatever you love the most. He'll test you. He'll see what you do. He'll just test you. See what you ignore what I tell you. See, that's Yahweh proving you to see, do you love him, and love him is keeping what he got written in his Bible. So that's only to prove you. You got preachers that things come to pass because Yahweh put it in them to make it happen. You go and sit at all these Christian pastors. A voice just said something to me. What did the voice say? Somebody going to receive $20,000. Huh? Somebody going to get it. Guess what? It came to pass. Oh, it came to pass. My pastor got to be right. He got to be a man of God. He got to be a man of God because he came to pass. But did you hear what Yahweh said he was doing? He was proving you to see which you keep what he got written. And they're going to flash to you white man Jesus or black man Jesus, and both of them is wrong because he come in the Father's name, YHWH. See, they're going to do some things to you, and you will go out your way and say, yeah, that got to be him. But we're going to read a little bit more. Hey, Mohi, let's look at 13, verse 4, then we'll precept some more. What is saying 13, verse 4? Deuteronomy 13, verse 4. What do verse 4 say, Mohi?
Deuteronomy, chapter 13, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, you shall walk after the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him.
You see what he said? Now, he says, you should walk after your Yahweh and fear him. Now, Mo, what is the Bible definition of fearing him? How do you fear him? By trembling in your boots while you're driving your car? Go to 111 chapter, verse 10, and see how you fear him. We're going to Psalm 111, verse 10. We're going to see how you fear him. We're going to 1:11, verse number 10 of Psalm. Let's find out how you fear him. Let's see you. You're sitting over the corner trembling. That's how you fear Yahweh. He got it written in the Bible, 1:11, verse 10, how you fear him. What did it say that Mother Eve? 1:11, verse 10.
The book of Psalms, chapter 1:11, verse 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding help all they that do his commandments, his praise, and do it forever.
So how you fear him? By keeping the law. That's when he knows you fear him. Give me, his son has something to say in Proverbs 9, verse 10. Hey, Mother E, what does son say in 9, verse 10 of Proverbs behind that? Proverbs 9, verse 10. Hey, Sister Sarah, tell me 1 John in the back of the book, chapter 5, pick up verse 1. We're going to read a little bit here. We're going to skip around a little bit. Sister Sarah, go all the way to the right side of the book and find me 1 John chapter 5, have verse 1 waiting on me. Come on, Mother. What you got, Mother?
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, read. The fear of the Yahweh, the fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the righteousness is understanding.
He said the fear of Yahweh, again, is keeping the law. The Psalm says the same thing his father says. If you fear him, then you understand what his law says. His law says Friday night, Saturday night, keep your mind on him. That's what his law says. That's when you fear him. Huh? So sitting over in the corner trembling and, you know, and got all, and got money on your mind and money on your mind and mind on your money, that ain't fear him. He said he raised all that out the head. Concentrate on him from sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. Don't do your own thing. That's when you fear him. Now, Sister Sarah, we in 1 John on the right side of the book, in the back of the book, chapter 5, look at verse 1. Let's read a little bit of you to say in verse 1. Come on.
Book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 1 reads, whosoever believes that Yahweh the Son is the Yahweh, is born of the Yahweh, and everyone that loves him, that begot love, him also that is begotten of him. Verse 2.
Yeah.
By this we know that we love the children of Yahweh, when we love Yahweh and keep his commandments. Verse 3.
Hold that point. Hey, he said, Mother read that in the 13th verse 2, he proved you to see what you love him. So when he proves you to see that you love him, Sister Sarah, according to 1 John 5:2, how do you love your mighty one according to 1 John 5:2? How do you love him when he proves you? Come on, Sister Sarah. Give me an answer. Come on.
Commandments and the law.
That's how you, when he proves you, he going to see would you keep them commandments and them laws, which is interchangeable.
That's it,
you know. We're going to prove you, see how much love. Oh, I got plenty of love for you. Yeah? But you're not keeping none of them. I got rid of. How you got all this love for me and you ain't keeping nothing I got written in this Bible? Your mind on your money. And money on your mind. Your mind ain't on me. Your mind on your money. Your mind on and. And you know who the one wanted, O'Bill. O'Bill always going to show up. O'Bill always around. Trying to go your mailbox. What's in that mailbox, Mr. Mayor? You know ain't none of your mailbox for Bill. O'Bill always going to show up. But y'all, well, I know Bill going to show up because you didn't want to serve him. So he got Bill, he started knocking in your mailbox. Oh, I hate to go to my mailbox. I know old Bill in there. Yeah, I'm in here. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. I'm going to wait on you until you do, after seeing messages of that song, wake up. Wake up, everybody. You know, you're talking to a specific people. The one he gave the law to wake up. It's time to wake up out of their sleep. Hey, come on back, Mother. Hey, Mother, come on back to that 13 verse 5 now. Let's see what he got to say in 13 verse 5 of Deuteronomy. 13 verse 5. Now, this is where they pulling all this stuff from. Hold on a minute. I ain't through with that, Sarah. Keep a mark left. I'm coming back there. I want to look a little bit more out of that. But I want to come back to 5, Deuteronomy 13 verse 5, and see what it say. What does that have, Mother E? 13 verse 5.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 13, verse 5. And that seer, and that pastor, or that shepherd, or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thirst thee out of the way which the Yahweh, your Yahweh, commanded thee to walk in. So shall thou put the evil away from the midst of thee.
So you see what he's saying? He said now, he's going to tell you now that Pope, that cardinal, that bishop, and that pastor, and that shepherd, I'm going to get it. But I used them to prove you the seed, but they did something. I used all the pastors and the popes to prove you. But something they did, Sister Sarah, is something they did in Zechariah chapter 4. It's something they did. Let's see, we're going to take our time down. What they did, something. See, the popes and the pastors and the shepherds and the cardinals, they done something, Sister Sarah. In the book of Zechariah, they did something. And Zechariah chapter 1. And Zechariah is way in the back of the book. Find Matthews and come back to Malachi and you find Zechariah. It's something they did that we won't talk about. Let's see what they did. In Zechariah chapter 1, Sister Sarah, let's see if we can get some of this good conversation going on in verse 13. 14.
All right, we're going to the book of Zechariah.
Chapter 1.
13 through 15.
Yeah, chapter 1, verse 13, 14, and 15. And take your time now, Sister Sarah. Let's see what did they do? What the pastor, what these popes and pastors, what had they did that they told Osir to put it in right? Zechariah 1, 13, 14, 15, what did it say?
Going to the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 13 reads, and the Yahweh answered the angel and talked with me with good words and comfortable words. Verse 14, so the angel that communed with me said unto me, cry thou, saying, thus saith the Yahweh of hosts, I am jealous for Yada Judah and for Yada Judah, with a great jealousy. Verse 15, and I am very sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they helped for the affliction.
You hear that? You hear what he say? He said, now, he said, I'm very angry with the leadership. He said, I know I gave the charge to deliver you up, but they don't got happy with it. They don't just, they just now, They taking a baseball bat hitting you side of the head. They got you now where you just drunk sleeping now with knots on your head. They done too much. He said, I'm very angry with these pastors and these popes. They just don't wore you out with keeping Sunday, Lord God and Jesus. They beating your back big time spiritually. He said, I won't get them for it. Because they don't. I was a little displeased with the 12 tribes. And I gave them over to the enemy. But they really enjoy lying to you, like in 1948, saying that you back into the land. They really enjoy lying to you. And you believe that lie. In 1948, when you go back to the land, it's going to be no more fighting, everything. Whoop going to let out with the lamb and all that. Tell me, Marie, when you go back to the land, what's going to happen? They over there now, when they shake hands, they acting like ducks over there, ducking. They be shaking hands, ducking, because they never know when a bomb coming from them, from old Ishmael. So they be shaking hands and ducking at the same time. That's not the people of the book in the land. That is identity theft. That is called the beginning of identity theft. The ones in the land, they don't stole your identity, and they propping off of it big time. You know what lack of identity theft today is. They go on a computer and flip your information, just wear you out. Got you buying things you don't even think about getting. They got taking crews. They doing everything. And you ain't doing it on the land now, over there since 1948. They saying they are the people of the book. And they got a 5-pointed star, and they wearing an Undertaker suit and a big old top hat. Big party hat. Undertaker hat and a party suit on them. And now you can't see through that. Of course, it pays the book. See? All right, good. So he said, I was a little displeased with them. But they have really wore you out. They have wore you out. Come on back, mother. That 13th chapter. Come on back to it and get a little bit more. Going back to 13th chapter. That's why we got to wake up out of this sleep. Now we're going to 13th chapter because when you see the word Egypt, to you it means the land of bondage. To you. Egypt to you is slavery. They beat your back there. That's slavery to you. But now we forget somewhere, mother. Verse 6. Now we feel really touch home now in verse 6. What is saying verse 6, mother? Take your time in. Deuteronomy 13, verse 6. What is saying verse 6 there, mother?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 13. Verse 6, if thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other Yahwahs, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy father.
Stop right there. He said, I don't care if your brother, your mama, your sister, the wife of your bosom, your best friend that you soul tied with, you raised up with you. If he tell you let's go serve other Yahweh, if he tell you let's go serve Jehovah Jireh and Nisi. If he tell you let's go serve the Lord God and Jesus, which you did not know. They didn't know nothing about no Lord God and Jesus or Jehovah. Your father never knew about that. If anyone of your fathers from the past, when they do wake up, you mention them about them Jehovah or Lord God, Jesus and Yahweh and Nisi, what is that? We don't know about no Lord God and Jesus. It wasn't no English in our time. English started in 449 A.D. It became official language in 1382. The book was closed in 96 A.D. It wasn't no Lord God, Jesus, Jehovah in here. I don't know nothing about that. He said, you got to cut that loose. It might be your brother. It might be your mama. It might be that son. It might be that daughter. It might be the wife of your own bosom. It might be the best childhood friend you had. If they tell you, well, we're going to keep Sunday, Lord God and Jesus, and we're going to do Lent and Easter. He said, no. He said, you have to back away from that. Now, we got to get some precept on that. And now, some say, we got to precept that. Let's see. Now, we're going to precept a little bit of that. Let's go to Matthew 26. Let's see what's going to precept first. Let's go to the 10th chapter. No, I don't need that. I ain't going to put that kind of time in it. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to pick up verse 7. We're going to start a little earlier. Come back to Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, to Sarah. Let's see what we can get out of that. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 7.
Go on to the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Go ahead.
Verse 8, blessed are the pure in mind, for they shall see Yahweh. Verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of Yahweh. Verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Verse 12, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. The prophets, the elders, which were before you, for so persecuted the elders which were before you. Verse 13, you shall the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? It is
good.
Therefore.
Good. That's good right there. So he says, listen, you think you got a best friend? You think that coworker is your best friend?
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them I ain't keeping Sunday no more. I'm not going and do no Jehovah Jireh and Nisi anymore. I'm not eating no more hog. I don't care how much you put vinegar on it and turn it upside down and got them all tender when you just touch it with a knife or a fork or something and it's falling in the plate. I ain't eating hog no more. Huh? And then you will find out exactly even the person of your bosom, you will find out. You're going to find out exactly what you got in your corner when you're going to find out you'll be persecuted. When you say, I'm going to keep the true name, YHWH. What? YHWH? We was raised up on Jesus and the Christ. Well, you can take your telephone and ask your phone, what is God's true name? Either come back YHWH. I don't care what that Bible say, what that phone say. We were raised up on hog and called on Jesus. I got blessings on Jesus. I'm do what you as I can be. That's it. It will be the closing one to tell you that. I'm do what you as I can be. But Yahweh tell you right there, it's going to happen. Pick up at 5, verse 10 again. To the say, read it again, 5, 10, down to verse 12. Take your time and read that again. Look what he says, Matthew chapter 5, 10 down to verse 12. What he says to himself?
All right, the book of Matthew chapter 5, reading verses 5, verse 10 through 12. Verse 5 reads, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Verse 12, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they, the seers, which were before you.
Yeah. What do you say, Goliath? He said, but listen. If you endure this, when you tell them that his name is the four letters, when you tell them that you can go on your computer and pull up what the Pope did on a document dated June 29, 2008, the issue of the creed that everybody up under his Christian ministry must not use the name YHWH, the true name of God, the true name. Amen. The Vatican seeks to eliminate use of the divine name. They put that on your computer. The Vatican seeks to eliminate use of the divine name YHWH. So he told the cardinal, and the cardinal told the bishop, and the bishop told the Christian pastor, I don't care what you do, don't agree with the name of YHWH. Do I got something for you? Now, that, what is the other article? What do you got for you? Let me see what he got. I got another article. It says, the mark of the beast is about to be performed. You can pull up yourself. The mark of the beast is to be enforced. Let's see who behind this now. On July 7, 1998, Pope John II released 104 pages to the apostolic Christian letter to all the pastors of Christians. Now look, here it is. July 7, 1998. Pope John Paul II released a 104-page apostolic Christian letter to all the pastors and the Pope also states in the letter that he wants legislation to be put in place to ensure all Christians keep Sunday holy. Ain't that something? Did you see the Pope did? The Pope told him, listen, I don't care what that Bible says. I don't care what Genesis 2, 3, verse 3 say. I don't care what the dictionary say. Saturday, sundown, Friday, sundown. But what did I say? You want to remain a Christian? Then you keep Sunday. 9 a.m. in the morning, I see you at the confession booth first. Then you come see me and let me lie to you about good Jesus, good white man Jesus. And we will eat some hog when it's over with. How about that? Good. Don't you know, every time anybody get a high authority, what they do? They go straight over to the Vatican City and drop that knee and he put that ring out. get up on my ring. He don't even blush behind it. Now tell me what's on your mind. Let me get you a hog sandwich first. Let me get you some pig meat first to make sure you all right. If you eat this pig meat, I know you all right. What does it say? What does it say here? Well, that's enough of what he's saying right here. But he's saying that no more Saturday. So you can go in your computer, all your computer whiz and put in the mark of the beast is about to be enforced. On July the 7th, 1998, Pope John Paul II, he released 104, and read it for yourself. See everything we tell you. See, we have many things that Chody can tell you, but we know that you're not going to believe. But Mother E, look what it says. Now, the angel came to David, Mother E. Angel came to David in the 73rd chapter of Psalm, verse 29 and verse 24. What did the angel come to David and to tell him what? In Psalm 73, verse 29 and verse 24. Hey, Mother E, what did the angel come from the third heaven and hem David up and tell him what? In 73, verse 29 and verse 24. What did he say that, Mother?
Mm-hmm. 24.
Yeah. Psalm 73, verse 29 and verse 24. What did the angel come and tell old David in Psalm 73, verse 29 mm-hmm. and verse 24?
The book of Psalms, chapter 73, verses 20 to 24. Verse 20. As a dreamer, when one awakes, so, O Yahweh, when thou awake, thus shall despise their enemy. 21. Thus my mind was grievous, and I was tricked in my dream. Verse 22. So foolish was I, and ignorant I was as a beast before thee. 23. Nevertheless, I am contented with thee. Thus have holden me by my right hand. Verse 24. Thus shall guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 20 again, Mother.
Psalm chapter 73, verse 20. As a dreamer, when one awakes, O Yahweh, when thou awake, thus shall despise their image.
He said, once, as I'm sitting there dreaming, I woke up, and you're going to wake up and you're going to despise all that Lord God and Jesus, keeping Sunday, hanging out with the Christians, and knowing you have left your name for a curse. Is that once you get up out that sleep, you're going to finally realize that all that's going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. And you're going to find out that my own brother, my uncle, my cousin, my auntie, my best friend, they have enticed me to come up another way. And the Bible says, if I don't follow the Bible and I come from another way, Mother E, it tells us in 10 verse 1, Jeremiah 31 verse 26 waiting on me. But my closest homeboy, my homegirl, best friend, enticed me to come back to the Christian church. What do the Bible say, Mother Eve, if you entice to lead the truth of Yahweh's name, Yahweh's Sabbath day, and you go right back? Cornel, what do Yahweh think of you when you know the truth and you've done a hard research? You have done a hard research. Like last night, we took the name Jehovah and broke it down, showing you that is a identity theft of YHWH. That's identity theft. That's a crime. Jehovah's Witness committed a crime by taking the Jehovah's seven letters and hiding the four letters in the name. That is identity theft. Yeah? And last night, Kate pulled it up. We broke that down, how you put Jehovah down, seven letters, and showing you that it's identity theft of YHWH. But suppose you just ignore that. What do Yahweh think about you when you go back to that mother? 10 verse 1, St. John. What do Yahweh think about those that hear the truth but just pay those fear no never mind? What do you think about it, Mother? 10 verse 1 of St. John?
Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 1. St. John, chapter 10, verse 1 reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber."
Hey, Moses, you read that like you were waiting on that one. You read that like you had the stick already waiting on somebody to put their hand in the door where you could hit them inside the knuckles with it. I think you set those fear up for that one right there. It's like you had it already ready for me. But that's the way it got to be sometimes. Now, Mother, give me St. John chapter 17, verse number 9 and 20. Can I get a St. John chapter 17, verse 9 and 20? Because we have a lot of prayers and prayer out. I remember Sister told me one day we gonna have what they call that thing? We gonna pray. We going down to the church. We just gonna lay out. We gonna lay out for Jesus all night. What they call that thing? I can't think of the name. But can anybody help OCL? It's something they call. They just gonna lay out for Jesus. They go to church and they just gonna get in there and just lay out for some Jesus. What they call it? It don't got past me now.
Charity.
But I guess what they call it? Concentration is something that we just gonna have a lay out for Jesus. Just going to church. What's your mother? What's the name of the mother?
Terry service.
Terry. A terry service. We just gonna terry for Jesus. And so they go in it. They go in and lay all out and terry for Jesus. Is that what they do, Mother?
I don't know nobody. I ain't no business man.
But you heard of it. You heard of a terry for Jesus, huh? You just gonna terry for Jesus. Yeah, they do that. They care for Jesus. That's another name. I mean, that name is good, but it's another name, too. It'll come back to me. I mean, you know, want me to have it. But, you know, I'm going to get plenty of calls. I'm going to tell me what it is. And maybe I might talk about it tomorrow. But I'm also talking about tomorrow. You may not remember. The young lions, we said, your pastor is right. The young lion will send a table out for you tomorrow. Anyone in the 6 anointed camps, call for details. We'll get 224-60055. Why do you keep Sunday? Why do you keep Jesus? Why you don't have no fringes? Why you keep Easter? Why you ignore the two names? The young lions are to the table, I say. So if you can get your pastor, we very mountain. We'll give you the microphone. And you just tell us why do you do Jehovah Jireh and Nisi, knowing that name only came in the 1500s. Why do you do stuff like that? And you know, it ain't but one name gets your salvation in the 411. We'll give you the microphone. We'll let the young lions entertain you. They sit out there with you in the yard. Remember, land, south, east, north, west, it's all available. We'll put the table wherever you want. We'll sit on north side of the temple, east side, west side, south side, where you want to sit at. We'll put a table there. And you tell us, why do you keep son? Why do you keep Lord God and Jesus? Why you keep a rapture going up from the way, and the Almighty tell you exactly where his big black fish gonna be at? He tell you where he gonna be at in the Bible, huh? He tell you everything. Why you got a around your neck? Why you got a cross when you walk into the worship place that you go to? Why a cross? Do the Bible support that? What you mean, WCC? Yes, the Bible support a cross. You do it? Do it really? If I go in the Bible and show you what he was on, would you believe that? I believe everything the Bible says. Oh, you do? Well, I'll tell you what we do. After we get through rundown, where we run down, we'll check to see, do the Bible support what you just said? We'll find out. So what we read? I know Sister Sarah holding me Jeremiah 31:26. I know that already. But where we going now? Have we got them on table already, Mother?
I did John 17:9-20.
You didn't do it.
Okay. And what do St. John 9:20 say? What do it say?
St. John chapter 17, verses 9 and verse 20. Verse 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thus has given me, for they are mine. Verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
Oh, so he not praying for everybody, but your pastor got a sit in, got a layout in all night, and they praying for everybody. You doing too much. He say he don't need to do that. Only one he praying for the one that want to keep the covenant. Look at it right now, 9:20. See, you're doing too much, Mr. Pastor. Now you having you praying for the world. He said you're doing more than he did that made the world. He don't need to pray for the world. See that? Christianity is like a morphine drip. Hey, you ever went to the hospital and found out one of your friends they in the room but they on that morphine drip? You go in and catch they got the morphine running in their leg. You see how they be laid out like a pillow, don't they? That's not Christianity. It'll lay you out like a pillow. Christianity, Islam, Judaism is just like a morphine drip. It'll have you like a pillow in a bed. You're just laying there thinking you're going to be rashed away. And the Bible tell you exactly what's going to happen to you. He ain't coming to win. I'm going to read that. Hey, Marie, let's read when he coming. So we can be clear. When is he coming? Let's go to Revelation, Matthew 24 and find out when he's coming. We're going to find out exactly when he's coming because, you know, Christians teach you that you're going to be out of here, right? Let's find out what he says, when he comes. We're going to Matthew 24:29. Let's find out when he's coming. Then we can read. Matthew 24:29. What did it say, Mother?
Book of Matthew, chapter 24:29. immediately. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Okay, so immediately after the tribulation, what will happen next, Mother, in verse number 30?
Verse 30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of heaven with power and great honor.
Mm-hmm. But when he's coming again, Mother, in 29? Verse 29?
After the tribulation of those days.
You see that? So he's coming after tribulation. Now you see that, but you know what the Christians teach? You'll be out of here before the tribulation. But according to his own mouth says, he ain't coming till after the tribulation.
Right.
I mean, after everything is done, that's when he comes. Now, see now. So if that's the case, Mother. Now we found out what Sister Sarah got in 31 verse 26. So he's not coming to after the tribulation. So you see why we got so much teaching to do. He's not coming to after tribulation. Hey, Sister Sarah. What do we say that we can read in Jeremiah 31:26? Sister Sarah? Jeremiah 31:26, what does it say? What's wrong with the mic there, WCC? What's wrong with Sister Sarah's microphone? Hey, pick that up, Mom. Pick that verse up. We'll get to Sarah back in a minute. Jeremiah 31:26, what it say?
Okay. The book is Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 26.
Yes, ma'am. What does that say?
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 26 reads, upon this wall, and behold, and my sheep was sweet. Amen.
Sleep.
Upon this, awake and be held, and my sleep was sweet unto me.
So all he said, Mother, he woke up out of sleep, and his sleep was sweet. When you wake up out of knowing that you've been lied to, everything that you thought was going on is not true, and you wake up out that sleep, that means, Sister Sarah, when your microphone is ready, say hallelujah, Father, then we know we can come back to you. Let me hear you say hallelujah, Father, Sarah. Let me know your microphone is ready to go. When I hear you say, hallelujah, wah, then we know you're ready to go, Sister Sarah. So now, Mother, I want to take a look at Ephesians chapter 5. Because we got to wake up out this sleep, Mother, this darkness of sleep. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Let's get a little precept now, Mother. Let's start out. Something we got to do, and Paul talking to the northern kingdom Israelites. In Ephesians chapter 5, we pick around about verse 11. He's talking to them scattered Israelites now. What he said, we can read in Ephesians chapter 5, pick up verse 11. Let's read a little bit. Come on.
The book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Verse 12, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Verse 13, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light.
That's good. So he says, have no fellowship with the fruit of darkness. So that means, well, what do you mean by that? It might be your closest one to you. Tell you, well, let's ignore the Sabbath day and let's do something else. You got to pay that no never mind. You will be tried on whatever you love the most. But listen, Yahweh, he only proving you to see what you'll do. Because now I got to precept that mother. I got to go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 down to verse 10. Now, Sister Sarah, now, when your microphone ready, you say, hallelujah, what? Then I know that we can call you for remainders of this last hour of power there, Sister Sarah. But right now, Mother, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 down to verse 10, can you help them see out? Because we got to be clear. See, sometimes you be looking right at your closest one to you. But do you know Yahweh got something written in his Bible in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 down to verse 10? What he got written in, Mother E? 1 Peter chapter 1, 8, 9, and 10 said what?
1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8, 9, to 10. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Having not seen ye, love, in whom so now ye see him not, yet believing ye, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of honor, greatness. Verse 9. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul.
But hold on a minute, Mother. If we read 1 Peter 1:8, is that what we read?
1 Peter. Yes, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8.
Okay, well, let me peep at something, Mother. Let me peep at something, because. Let me take a little shot at that, Mother. Let me peek at that. At 1 Peter. Because I'm looking for something. But I didn't hear what I need to hear. Make that, let's see. Make that 2 Peter 1:8. I mean, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 8. So, I know I ain't hearing what I need to hear, Mother, so I got to change. I got to write that down. That's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 8 down to verse 10. Let's try it that way, Mother.
1 Peter chapter 2?
Yeah. Peter verse 8.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 8 to 10. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 8. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient whereunto also they were upon. verse 9.
Hold it, right there. So now listen, mother, listen to those three real cats. According to 2 verse 8, it says, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being obedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Look, you got people that have been appointed to try their best to trap you up, to try you. We read earlier over there in that 13 verse 3, he raised them from the womb, mother, to play, what's a nice word? Play like they hear you, but they don't hear you. When you tell their name is Yahweh, and they say, no, the name of the Lord God Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, well, that's the day you got. I'm keeping Sunday. Listen, he put them people in your midst to trouble you, to deceive what you keep was written in the Bible. So he said they was appointed. That means they was born to be a deceiver. That means this man raised up people in every generation. And it might be the closest one to you, your best friend of your own soul, to just all of a sudden just say, we used to do this. Why are we talking about this now? We always have done that. Why are we doing something different today? Listen, these people was appointed, mother, to keep you taking high blood pressure pills. Always got to go see Doc Cook. Always get on your nerves. You got people that have been appointed to do this, according to verse 8. What verse 9 say, mother?
First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a righteous nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Right there. But he said, mother, you are a, give me Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. He said, you are a, Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. Then what he say you really are, he said, you've been chosen to show forth his praise, and you've been called out of darkness unto his marvelous light. He said, you are a, Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. What did he say, mother, in Deuteronomy 7, 6?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6. Okay. Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6 reads, for thou art a righteous people, unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
You see that? So that peculiar means special. You've been chosen to be a special people, and your position is to be above all the people on the face of the earth. That's just our position, mother. See, we got to wake up out this sleep to know that we are a special people, and we've been chosen to be above all the peoples on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mother, he told the seer Michael something about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, M-I-C-A-H. He told Michael of something about that. And remember, Sister Sarah, now when your microphone ready, you say hallelujah, You know, the WCC is saying your microphone is ready. But once you say hallelujah, we get back and stretch out some more, Sister Sarah. But we got to hear you say hallelujah, then we know we can get back on it. Now we're going to Michael. And we want to find out something, Mother. In Michael chapter 7, we want to find out if we obey this man, what he told the seer in Michael chapter 7. We're just going to start reading a little bit. We pick up at verse 7. 5, verse 7. Let's read a little bit, Mother. Let's see can we find out what did he tell old seer to put in writing in Michael chapter 5, picking it around about verse 7. Let's read a little bit, come out.
Okay. You got Micah chapter 5, still Micah chapter 7, right?
No, Micah chapter 7. Hey, pick it up around about verse 5. Let's find out. You got some promises, Mother. If we obey, he going to tell us something, Mother. That I think we need to hear this on the top part of the chapter. And Michael, M-I-C-A-H, chapter 7, verse 5. Let's read with it and see what he got. What he told Michael put in writing that ain't nobody going to read but us. 7, verse 5. Come on.
Micah, chapter 7, verse 5. Trust you not in a friend. Put you not confidence in a guide. Keep the door of your mouth from her that lies in thy bosom.
Big talk. It's that big talk. You know what we do, Mother. Now, look, he said, listen, she can be the love of your life. You ain't got to tell her everything, you know what he's saying? You ain't got to tell her everything. That's what he's saying. He's saying, close your mouth. Don't tell her everything. That's what he just said. Read that again, Mother. Let's see what Yahuwah told Michael to put it on the table. He said, it might be your pillow partner. He said, you ain't got to tell her everything. Go ahead and read it again, Mother.
Book of Micah, chapter 7, verse 5. Trust you not in a friend. Put you not confidence in a guide. Keep the door of your mouth from her that lies in thy bosom.
Hey.
Verse 6. But the son dishonors the honor. But the son dishonor the father. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemy are the man of his own house. Verse 7.
Yeah.
Therefore, I will look unto the Yahuwah. I will wait for the Yahuwah of my salvation. My Yahuwah will hear me.
Yeah. So he'll hear you, but he'll hear you. But he said, you got to remember what he just said, 5 through 7. He said, yeah, you want me to hear you? Then you hear him first. It says you hear, verse 5, trust you not in a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Put you not confidence in a guide.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the door of thy mouth from her that lies in your book. You ain't got to tell her everything. That's what the man's saying. You ain't got to tell her everything. for the sons is honor his father. The daughter raises up against her mother.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
The man's enemy to be the man of his own family.
Mm-hmm.
But he tell you what you do. He says, therefore, in 7, I will wait upon some Yahweh and will for Yahweh my salvation. So that goes both ways. You ain't got to tell everything. Don't do that. I don't care who's resting your bosom. You don't tell them everything. That's how the man says. Hey, mother, what do you say in verse 8?
Verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy, when I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, Yahweh shall be a light unto me.
So you know you're going to fall. You're going to fall. Give me a precept on that, mother, 24:16 of Proverbs. He said, you're going to fall. I mean, as you is a person that breathes the breath of life, you're going to go down. You're going to fall. So, but Proverbs 24:16 says something, mother, that we need to read. What does it say in Proverbs 24:16?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 16. Proverbs 24:16 reads, well, a just man falls 7 times and rise up again, but the wicked shall fall into deceivers.
You see that? He said, now, if you know you just, look at your pain, your hand, look at, you gonna fall. But Yahweh saying 7 is complete, I'm gonna get you back up. But I'm gonna take you through a wrinkle. But I'm gonna have Michael show you what the reward you got coming if you wait. Let's go to Michael 4 verse 10, mother. Let's go back to Michael. See, Yahweh got it already written. If you pay the Bible some never mind. I ain't asking you to pay the seal on never mind. But pay the Bible some never mind. When a man tell you what not to do, why don't you try what the Bible say? Huh? Why don't you try what the Bible say at least one time? If he tell you what not to do, why don't you try and see how it works for you? Michael chapter 4, verse 10. Let's read a little bit, mother. Michael 4, pick around by verse 10. Let's read a little bit.
Michael chapter 4, verse 10. Michael chapter 4, verse 10. Then she that is my enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her, which said unto me.
Hold on. Look at Michael 4:10 real carefully. Michael chapter 4 and pick up verse 10.
I thought you told me to go back to what I was reading. Michael 4 verse 10. Okay. Michael chapter 4 verse 10.
Yes.
But in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Judah, like a woman in travail. For now shall thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shall thus be delivered. There, the Yahweh shall redeem thee from the hands of thine enemies.
Hold on, my right there. Let me get a little bit of that. We got plenty of time. Let me get a little bit of that. He said, be in pain and labor and bring forth and bring forward, O you daughters of Yahdah Judah. You tell your kind of, this is not a cakewalk what we do. This is a thankful thing that what we do for Yahweh. I mean, you know, nobody gonna like you when you throw a chocolate from Yahweh. Even your closest friend ain't gonna like you from chocolate from Yahweh. When you tell them that gumbo soup is nothing but a high blood pressure medicine for you to call Doc Cook. When you tell them that eating that hog, I don't care how much you'll soak that hog in vinegar, that stuff gonna run your blood pressure up and mess you in. He said, you gonna be in pain. Because all the ones you thought was with you, when you talk to Yahweh, you will start seeing your phone call is very limited. You gonna go through it. Big time. He tell you it ain't gonna happen. He said, but out of that, I will deliver you. You ain't gonna get out of this right here unless you get some pain on you. You got it? Good. Verse number 11.
Verse 11. Micah chapter 4, verse 11. Now also, many nations are gathered against thee that say, let her be defiled, and let our eyes look upon our Judah.
Hey, Jessica, you see the same other? They said, look at a lot of them looking. You got a lot of your best friends waiting on you to fall. A lot of one you thought was in your corner waiting on you to fall down. They peeping. They wondering how long you gonna be up. You ain't, you supposed to be falling by now. They wait, laying there peeping, out their eyes on you. They only gonna say something when something go wrong, then you hear their mouth always, you know, going. They out there, mother. He said, they wait to say, aha, look at your mind. See that? It's already said, and this is gonna be the closest one to you. They the one gonna be looking for you to fall. That's really nice. What did verse 12 say, mother?
Verse 12. But they know not the thought of the Yahweh, neither understand they his counsel. For he shall gather them as the sand into the floor.
That's up. You hear that, Moses? He said, they don't know that Yahweh have already set this thing up. You got to go through this. You got to be persecuted. But he let you know, if you hold on, like you said, and basically all your ending statements, the man calling, he going to deliver you up. So you got to know it's written. You going to find out exactly who with you and who not. Mm-hmm. And don't be surprised if it's a closer one to you. When you start talking about the order of the Bible, you'll find out what you really got. When you start talking about the order of the Bible. Verse 13, what does it say, mother?
Verse 13. Arise and thirst, O daughter of Yahdah Judah, for I will make thine horn iron, and I will make their hoof bright. And thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their game unto the Yahweh, and their substance unto the Yahweh of the whole earth.
Ain't that something? You didn't know? Look at the man saying. Let me read you again, mother. You mother. You run back and let those fear read this, and you listen real carefully. What this man just got through saying? What did he say here? He said, arise and thrust, O daughter of Judah, and I will make thy horns iron, and I will make thy hoof brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many people. He said, mother, you're going to straighten us up and we're going to whoop some people. He said, if we do this thing right, the way he tells us, he's going to strengthen us to whoop some people. What he say? We're going to whoop some people. I will concentrate thee, gain, unto Yahuwah, and thou substance unto Yahuwah of the whole earth. He's going to give you the whole thing if you hold on. He said, I'm going to strengthen you to whoop some people. Now, we better find out who did he talk about, although we know. But let's precept that mother and find out who you talk, who he going to be strengthened to do some whooping, and what they're going to be using to whoop them with in Jeremiah 51:19-23. So listen, mother, why are you looking for Jeremiah 51:19-23? So she's going to do a little talking for a minute. You hear the man saying? The man saying, listen, take your persecution. Take all the backbiting, murmuring, and complaining. Learn who is with you and with you not. He said, but one day I'm going to strengthen your hand to whoop the people. And I'm going to be with you. Matter of fact, I'll read a verse what he say. I'll read this myself, mother, while you finding that. In the book of Zechariah, mother, I'll read it. He says, something he said in Zechariah, mother.
Okay,
see, the signs of Yahuwah, he got it written in his Bible, what to look for. He says, in Zechariah, something he says that we can read. And I'm struggling right now, mother, on something he said and Zechariah that he going to do. So, but I'm struggling right now. But he says in Zechariah chapter 9, I read, mother. This is what he says. Let those feel. You get a little read in on this. He says in verse 13. Here's what he says, Zechariah 9:13. When I have bent Judah for me, filled the bowl of Ephraim, northern Canaan, and raised up thy son, O Judah, the son of Esau and his five sons, translated the white man and the white woman, and make thee as the sword of a mighty man. Oh, okay. Verse 14. And Yahuwah shall be seen over the children of Israel. And his arrow shall go forward as lightning. And the Yahuwah shall blow the trumpet and shall go with the whirlwind of the south. So he's saying, mother, if you hold on, it might look dim now and everything, everybody getting their lick in. But he's telling you, you got a lick coming, but you got to keep the law, and you got to hold on. So now mother, give me that Jeremiah. Let's put a name on who's going to get a lick in one day. And Jeremiah 51:19-23. Let's see if we can find out in writing who's going to get a lick in that we can read. Jeremiah 51:19-23. What does that mean?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 51:19-23. Verse 19. The portion of Jacob is not like them. For he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Yahuwah of hosts is his name. Verse 20. Thou art my battle axe and my weapon of war. for will thee will I break in pieces the nation, and with thee will I destroy kingdom, and with thee will I break in pieces the horses and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. Verse 22. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with thee will I break in pieces old and young, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maiden. Verse 23. The young man and the maiden. Verse 23. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of ox, and with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers.
Yeah, Mo. So he said the children of Israel one day will be strengthened. And he said, I'm going to use you. I got to get a precept on that. Let's run to the book of Ezekiel, mother. I need a precept on this. Yeah, see, you own something. But understand that you will be strengthened one day to be my battling act. But you got to hold on. And you got to be in pain and keep the law. That's what you got to do. If you're not getting this unless you keep the law, if you think law is salvation, it all goes by one thing, keeping the law for the salvation. Now, mother, I'm struggling right now, mother, but I'm looking for a precept on that. He said, with these. I want to find out something, mother, that I can read. In the book of Ezekiel, he's talking about something, mother. But I'm struggling right now trying to precept, mother. In Ezekiel chapter 25, mother, he talks about you getting a lick in. In the 25th chapter, mother.
Okay.
Who are you going to get a lick in on 12 through 14? Let's find out exactly who you one day gonna hit in the mouth. He gonna stick in your hand as a nation to hit somebody in the mouth. Let's see what we can read in Ezekiel 25, pick up verse 12 down to verse 14. Let's see who in the Bible that hand he gonna strength to hit who in the mouth. In Ezekiel 25, 12 down to verse 14. Take your time, mother, and do your part. Come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 25, verses 12 to 14. Verse 12. Thus said the Yahweh, because that Edom, Esau, had dealt against the family of Judah by taking vengeance and had greatly offended and revenged himself upon them. Verse 13. Therefore thus said the Yahweh, I will also stretch out my hand upon Edom, Esau, and will cut off man and beast from it. And I will make it desolate from Timon, Esau, and five sons. And they are Dedan shall fall by the sword. Verse 14. And I will lay my vengeance upon Edom, Esau, by the hands of my people Israel. and they shall do in Edom according to my anger and according to my fury, and they shall know my vineyard, said the Yahweh.
No, mother, anybody can never read that, but you read that plain. So now we know how it's going to happen. He's going to strengthen the children of Israel's hand, and he's going to whoop Esau and his five sons, translate the day as the white man and the white woman, and all the nations are tied in with him. Say it right down, see? Verse 14. And I will lay my vengeance upon Esau and his five sons, translated today as the white man and the white woman, by the hand of my people Israel, Judah Lee, and they shall do in Esau according to my anger, according to my anger, according to my fury.
Mm-hmm.
And they, the children of Israel, shall know that my vengeance, says Yahweh. So he said he's going to strengthen us one day, and we're going to whoop Esau and his five sons. Isn't it right now? Ezekiel 25, 12 through 14. So we're going to whoop Esau one day. So how is Esau going to be tied to the hip? And one day we're going to whoop him. We're going to whoop him real good, according to Yahweh. We're going to whoop him real good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to get a piece up on that, mother, and we'll find out why we're going to whoop him real good. We go on to 34th chapter, 1 through 8 of Ezekiel. We're going to find out why we're going to whoop him real good. Remember, they've done something in 1948. They kick you in the rear and say, us in the rear, and say that land is our land, and we are you African American and color man now. But he had it written in the book of Isaiah 34, 1 through 8, mother. Look what he had written in Ezekiel 34, 1 through 8. Look what he said. Now, take your time, we got about another good 20-something minutes. You might as well enjoy every minute of it. Isaiah 34, 1 down to verse 8. Isaiah 34, 1 to 8. Take your time there, mother. You on the clock. Come up.
Isaiah 34, 1 to 8. Isaiah chapter 34, 1 through 8. Okay, Isaiah chapter 34, verses 1 through 8, verse 1. Come near, ye nations, to hear, and hearken, ye people. Let the earth hear, and all that is therein. The word, the world, and all things that come forth of it. Verse 2. For the indignation of the Yahweh is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their arms. He has utterly destroyed them. He has delivered them to the slaughter. Verse 3. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcass, and the mountain shall be melted with their blood. Verse 4. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a stroll, and all their host shall fall down as the leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a fallen fig from the fig tree. Verse 5. For my sword shall be baited in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Adumim, Ephron and Pharsalon, and upon the people of my court to judge them, to judge men.
People are my curse. Hey, mother, the people are my curse. So he got a people that is of his curse. He said, Esau and his five sons. And see, you know, I had a book, and, you know, I got a minute. Let me see if I find that book I had. I got it. It's called, I want to read something, Mo. He said, now you say the people's on my curse. Now I want to read something out of this. And I got to find Esau, who is Esau Edom. I'm looking for a book, mother. You know, I might find it. Okay, I think I got it. This book called Who is Esau Edom? Now, read that verse again, mother. Read that verse again. Now, I'm going to show you. See, everybody knows, but one don't know nothing. It's the children of Israel don't know nothing. Read that verse again, mother. He said, the peoples are my what again?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 34, verse 5. For my sword shall be baited in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Adumim and his five sons, Esau and his five sons, and upon the people of my court to judge them.
Let me read that, mother. It says, in verse 5, for my sword shall be bathed in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
My sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, mm-hmm. it shall come down on Esau and his five sons,
mm-hmm.
and upon the people of my curse to judge me. The people of my curse to judge me. It says, the people of my curse. Esau is the people of his curse.
Mm-hmm.
So the same over in verse 5. The people of my curse to judge me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to read something out of their own book. See, this is called a book for white eyes only. To let them know that you better do all you can to keep these people dumbed down. I'm just going to look at a little article on page 8. I tried page 8. Let's see what it says, mother. Now, this book called Who is Esau Edom? Page 8. Let's see what it says. You go on your computer and pull up and follow along. It says in the bottom, the land was not the kingdom of Judah, but the nation of the Jews, Judah. Historically, the Edomite, Esau, became known as the Jews. The term derived from Judah, which was derived from the name Judea to Judah, being the royal line of Israel, though they was never Judah or Israel. He said these people never was. They just on identity theft, you. But as soon as I'm gonna bring out one more thing here. As soon as they say here, there's something they say on page 20. They said something on page 20. And I want to see, and I just give a little bit of it. Because a lot of times people don't know why things going on. Let me see what they say. Y'all on page 20? Let's see. It says, the first came out red. No, I don't want that. I want something else. It's something that they said here, Mother. You know, I'm just shooting from the, I'm just grabbing the book just to be grabbing it. But something they said, page 20, well, okay. Let's see, I'll read a little bit of this. It says here on page 23, this is a book called Who is Esau Eden, page 23. Mm-hmm. It says here, thus says Yahweh, behold, O Mount Seir, Esau, I am against thee, and I will stretch out my hand against you. This is for white eyes only. This is not for you to never give to their peoples. There is not one favorable or position or positive statement in the Bible relates to Esau and his five sons, the white man and the white woman. You know what he's saying? There's nothing positive about these people. He's saying, he's telling his own people, ain't nothing positive about us. But how does this verse relationship with Yahweh have toward Esau Edom help us to identify who this character in the world is today? To help us answer this, we have to put ourselves into a role of Esau and been assigned by Yahweh's scripture. If they ask you to reason with yourself, if Yahweh hates you and your ancestors, you know what he's saying? How would you react, and what will his people and try to prevent them from finding out, or Esau, the one Yahweh is against? Knowing that if Yahweh is against everything, so will his people be too. So in some words, he's saying, they doing everything they can to keep you away from knowing that Yahweh, the man in the air, hates us. So we got to do everything to trick you. Because if the people ever wake up and find out that the Almighty is against these people, ain't going to one day get you back on your feet. So that's why they do everything they're doing. We'll take it in the class, maybe tomorrow. We'll read a lot of portions out of this book called, this is for white eyes only. And the name of it is called, Who is Esau Edom? We'll take a little at tomorrow. But Mother, let's go back and get another Bible statement before we shut it down. Let's go back to Daniel chapter 12. Yeah, we gonna examine this in class tomorrow, unless we get a call from one of them good preachers today coming over and sit out there in the lot and explain why they do what they do. If they don't come, we'll talk about this book tomorrow. I mean, this is their book. This is for white eyes only. It wasn't for you to never read this book right here. They admit they are Esau, five sons, and the Almighty got nothing for us but to be built on big time. Okay. Let's go to Daniel chapter 12, 1, 2, and 3. This is indictment that they got. They know. See, they know. That's why they play dumb with you about Who is Esau? No, they, your own people tell you Esau is the white man and white woman.
Mm-hmm.
We're the white race. It tells you in their own book. But it was for their peoples to be aware that we got to lie like a rug all the way to the east. And we're going to do it until they wake up. And all one we know is waking up is bosses of the two Israelites. Now, Mother, and can you give me St. John 9:25, Mother E, St. John 9:25?
You'll skip that and you go to St. John.
Yeah, hold that for a minute. I gotta get Daniel 9:25, then we go get a little bit of that. Get Daniel 9:25 first.
Daniel 12.
Yeah, no, St. John 9:25. I'm all over the place right now, Mother. It's just I'm all over the place. But in St. John 9:25, can you help those see out?
Okay.
In 9:25.
Yeah. St. John chapter 9, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
St. John chapter 9, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
St. John chapter 9, verse 25. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see.
You see that, Mother? You know, whether sitting on a camp be a sinner or not, but one thing they don't find out, they was blind, but now they see. People starting to see it, Mother. They waking up, Mother. I mean, all we got to do, hold on now. Let's go to Isaiah 41. We probably won't be able to get that in, and we'll get it in tomorrow. I just want to show you that Yahweh got something great for us if you hold on, Mother. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, let's read a little bit, and we'll start bagging them down. We'll get that Daniel maybe tomorrow or Sunday, whenever. We'll get it. But right now, let's go to Zechariah. I just want to show that the children of Israel, if they hold on, they got something coming. Let's go to Isaiah 41, verse 10. Let's read a few verses, Mother. Let's see what that says.
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Can read. Fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your Yahweh. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Verse 11. Behold, all they that were innocent against thee. Behold, all they that were innocent against thee shall be ashamed.
What verse you reading there, Mother? What you reading there, Mother? You reading Isaiah 41? Read verse 11.
Verse 11. All they that were.
No, that's
not 41:11. Is that 41:11?
Uh-huh. Okay. 41:10.
Read 41:10 again. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your Yahweh. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Good. We'll leave it right there, Mother. Let me get your closing statement in and tell them your famous words. Listen, he let you know, if we hold on, we got something coming. He's going to strengthen our hand once we know that we got to take it serious about what he got written in his Bible. And when he do that, he's going to step in and strengthen our hand. So, Mother, we'll leave it right there, closing statement, take your time, come on. And we'll get back on tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Okay, I'm going to read in the book of Psalms, chapter 107. Give thanks unto the Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. To verse 2, let the Redeemer of the Yahweh say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy, and gather them out of the land from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Verse 4. They wandered in the wilderness in a slothful way. They found no city to dwell in. Verse 5. Hunger and thirst, their soul fainted in them. Verse 6. Then they cried unto the Yahweh in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. And he led them forth by the right way. Verse 7. And he led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that man would praise the Yahweh for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of man. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And hold on. All the children of Israel, hold on, and let's play that old answer machine message one more time on that song they left on answer machine. One more time.
If I can get it this time.
We'll play it one more time.